My granny was Mary Kathleen McClintock, born in Manor Cunningham to a strong Presbyterian family. My granny's second cousin was a Presbyterian minister, Reverend Andrew Gibson, but he just wasn't a normal minister. He was also a doctor and a captain in the army during the First World War, and he served as a chaplain. And he must have saw some lot of service because he received a military cross and he was mentioned in the honours roll with the king of that time.
So we have these two fabulous photos. We have the Reverend Andrew Gibson, who was military man, military doctor, in his lovely uniform and his medals. And then yes. On the other hand, we have his cousin, who's Captain William Holmes, who's in an Irish volunteer uniform.
Exactly. You know, when you look at these two photographs, you would never think that they come from the same family. You know, they're second cousins. They share the same grandparents, would be brothers. And you're wondering, you know, can this be possible back then? But yes, it is very much possible.
So Captain William Holmes, he was one of the founders of the Irish Volunteers in one particular area in Donegal in 1917, isn't that right?
That's correct, yes. He was one of the original members and he also went on to form different battalions around that area.
So at the time when his cousin, the Reverend Andrew Gibson, was off in France as an army chaplain in the First
yes.
World War. He was busy setting up these Irish Volunteers battalions
yes.
in the same area, effectively, in Manor Cunningham.
In the same area, because Andrew Gibson was born in a place just outside Raphoe called Ballyholy. That is where the Gibson stronghold stems from. And, you know, so basically around that same area, he was setting up Irish Volunteer units, battalions, but his headquarters would be Manor Cunningham.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it, about the different experiences that both men had, where there was one member of the family who feels the need to answer the call to go off to France to join the army. Another member of the family, and I mean, we don't know, I imagine, his motivation. We don't know what prompted him. Was it following the Easter Rising in 1916? We don't know what prompted him, but nevertheless, another member of the family not only joins the Irish Volunteers, but becomes one of the leaders and organises on their behalf.
Exactly. Now, again, in the same family of the Holmes family, maybe a lot of the older generational people would remember the quarry down around that area, where they actually owned and operated, and apparently guns were stored there, people hid in there. Just 2 weeks ago, I made contact with a nephew of Captain Holmes, and he was telling me some of the stories that happened, and it was him that told me about when Captain Andrew Gibson was coming back to Bally into Donegal to visit the homestead of the Gibsons. He actually had William Holmes in the back of his car, covered with a blanket, and he also had his uniform on. So he had his minister's uniform on, his collar, and he also had his army jacket on. And of course, when a checkpoint sees a minister with an army jacket on, they're just waved on through. And of course, he smuggled William back into Donegal again.